Rob.
Good morning. A very impressive performance right out of the gate for your team, beating Stonehill 51-17, get out to that 34-0 lead in the first 16 minutes of the game. As you've gone back and looked at it, just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Yeah, just truly happy with how they prepared all week leading up to it. We actually had a 3-0 start for the offense. A little stagnant on that first drive, some jitters in the opener. And then Sean Lehane hits an absolute bomb, 50-something yard punt, and they muffed it. So we got the ball inside the red zone and took advantage. And after that, you know, we settled into it, scored, I think, 7 out of our first 8 possessions. You know, we had a punt return touchdown, you know, early in the game by Dylan Lobby. I think he scored 3 different ways in the first quarter. So I think we gained some momentum early, and then we certainly kept our foot on the gas. You know, but I got to give Coach Gardner and the Stonehill staff credit. They played extremely hard. That was a physical game. Our guys were certainly banged up after that. But, you know, offensively, we took advantage of some short fields. Special teams did a really good job early on, blocked a field goal. We tipped a punt that Dylan ended up running in. And then defensively, they did a phenomenal job, you know, holding them to only about 300 yards of total offense. You know, we were really good on critical down situations. So 3rd and 4th down defensively, we clamped down. And, you know, it was great overall effort, and happy to obviously start the season that way.
All right. Your first question this morning from Adam Kirchen. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Rick. Adam Kirchen here from New England Football Journal.
Hey, Adam.
Does Dylan ever surprise you with how he plays? Did you expect him to put these types of performances together?
It's funny you use the words expectations. We talked about that pregame. You know, expectations are a funny thing where it's either everyone thinks you're really good or not so good. And for us, it's up to our standards and kind of living that every single day. Expectations are kind of external. You know, our standards are internal, and that's what we really focused on this week, and we're going to continue to harp that. So he shows up every single day in practice. He's the same kid that you see on Saturday is what he does Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So at this point, it doesn't surprise me that he's having success, because I think he puts in the effort to prepare his body, to prepare himself mentally. He loves studying his opponents, and he truly loves the game of football. So he's got competitive greatness. He shows up in the biggest moments. So, you know, certainly, you know, we feel like he has that ability to do that every single week.
Thank you.
Rick, you touched on it a little bit, but how big, especially in an opening game, to, you know, I know coaches always want to take advantage of miscues, but not only the plays that you were able to make on special teams, but Joe Eichmann's interception there that you guys were able to cash in. How rewarding was that early to be able to take advantage of those turnovers and turn them into points?
It was great. We really, you know, really starting from last year and then coming in this year, we wanted to continue to preach complementary football. And I think you have to take advantage of each possession with it being limited with the new clock rules. And I think the sense of urgency and your antennas have to be up early and often in these games if you're going to be fortunate enough to get some victories. So I was happy with that. Our guys were able to do that. They certainly played off one another. The energy on the sideline was great. You know, that interception by Joey was awesome. Quarters defense, he kind of baited the guy into a deep sit and jumped in front of it and intercepted it. And Nate Capongo got some really good A-gap pressure up the middle right there to have the quarterback throw it off his back foot. So I think everybody's playing off one another right now, which is great. You know, it was certainly a game going into it. You know, we felt confident, but at the same time, you know, you have to prove that you can do it on the field. And I was happy that our guys really started that fast.
Let's talk a little bit about the outstanding day that Max Brosemer had, 19 of 25, 284 yards, 5 touchdowns to 5 different guys. I think he had 11 different receivers that caught a ball. Maybe just when you go back and look, how good was his effort on Saturday?
Yeah, first, I think it starts up front. I think those guys did a good job in protection all day. We had a couple sacks, but they probably were ones we held a little bit, you know, too much, and Max will admit that, and they might have been coverage sacks. I don't think it was indicative of how we protected, but overall Max was phenomenal. He saw the field well. Anytime you're going against an odd front, they can drop 8 and you have to be able to extend it, get to your 2nd, 3rd, 4th read. And there was numerous times where the Skyhawks did a good job taking away our primary receivers, and he bounced back in the complete opposite side of the field to find completions, which is tremendous. And then when we called our shots, you know, a couple times we had, you know, Haran Marisol ran past the defense. He threw a really nice deep ball. And a couple times we hit on those. But there was also a handful of times where they just bracketed our top guys. They dropped off and he found the check down and got it to our playmakers in space. So I thought he saw the field extremely well. I thought he got the ball out of his hands. He protected it. Obviously, the greatest thing about that performance is no turnovers. You know, so to be that efficient, spread the ball around. You know, right now I think we're as deep as we have been at the receiver position. I give those guys credit because, as you mentioned, 10 or 11 guys touched the ball, but I think no more than maybe 3 or 4 receptions. So it certainly was by committee, but those guys were selfless. They blocked. They gave great effort on the perimeter when they knew they weren't getting in the football. And those are some things as coaches that you truly take pride in, because it can be hard. It, you know, as a receiver, you always want the ball every single snap, right? But our guys are truly taking pride in making their teammates better. So, you know, it was awesome to see.
When we have put 51 points on the board, it's easy to focus just on that, but you also got a good effort from your defensive guys, holding them to 17. What did you like about the effort on that side of the ball?
I think we were relentless. We flew around, played to the echo of the whistle. Obviously, we talked about the total yardage, but 50% completion percentage we held them to. So really good pass defense, which was awesome. You know, they were 3 of 14 on 3 of 14 on fourth downs. So you know, obviously, as you get closer to the red zone and you get in third and fourth down, you know, those are money down situations that we call it. You have to have a heightened sense of focus, and our guys certainly did that in those moments, which was awesome. You know, we had 9 tackles for losses, and I think 7 or 8 guys had those. So we lived in the backfield all day, which was great. You know, we didn't get any sacks, but we got to him a handful of times where he had to get off his spot and kind of force the ball and throw it away, which obviously helped kind of limiting their completion percentage. So, and then anytime you can get a defensive takeaway, that's huge. You know, I think for us, we need to continue to harp winning the turnover battle every single game if we want a chance to be successful. And we did that in the opener.
One of the things that you don't normally get a chance to do, especially in a road game, is early, is to be able to play a lot of guys. You're able to get a lot of guys out on the field. How beneficial was that for you to be able to see some guys in a live situation on tape?
Well, it's a couple of things. I think it's going to pay dividends late in the season to get some young guys some meaningful snaps in game situation, get them comfortable, get them, you know, acclimated to the college game and the speed of it and the physicality. And then also it's exciting to kind of reward those guys. Some of your guys that maybe were only scout team players all week that really gave you an opportunity for the starters to prepare the right way, to do the right things, and, you know, aren't necessarily getting the credit on game day for our team success. Now they get to go in there and feel what it's like and truly contribute to the overall effort and the overall victory of the game. That's really exciting for a coach, because I think, you know, we talk about kind of 95 for 60. It's basically like all of our guys for 60 minutes or whatever it takes has always been our motto here. But a lot of times those guys just have to, you know, just be great teammates and just do it in practice. And it just was truly, I was grateful that they got that opportunity to go in there and play and contribute.
Look ahead to Saturday, a trip to Central Michigan out of the MAC. As you've started to look at them a little bit, talk about the challenges they present for you.
Big, physically imposing guys up front on both sides of the ball. You look at their defense, because I'll start the week, you know, really diving in the defensive side and then get a lot into the offensive side today. But up front, you know, they got multiple D tackles that are 300-plus pounds, but not just run stoppers. They're twitchy. You know, one guy in particular, number 10, Jaquez Bristol, he's a war daddy in there. He's going to be tough to block. We got to know where he is. They got guys on the edge that can rush the passer. The second level guys are physical. They can run sideline to sideline. I think they tackle extremely well on the defensive side of the ball. And then from the third level guys do a good job. They'll base out of a 2-high shell, play some quarters, 4 press, but they're not afraid to play man-to-man. They disguise really well. They're going to change up their looks week to week. You know, as we go through it, it's tough to see what their tendencies are. So obviously they're extremely well coached from that perspective. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you know, their quarterback, you know, Bert Emanuel, he's dynamic with his legs, dual threat guy, can make you miss. You know, you turn on that tape against an elite competitive team in Michigan State, and he made a bunch of guys miss in the pocket, a lot of scrambles, you know, a lot of unscripted plays that certainly keep defensive coordinators and myself up at night. So we got to keep him contained in the pocket. They got some playmakers out wide. You know, number 10, Stephen Bracey, is a transfer wideout from Wisconsin who has just game-changing speed, a stable of running backs, you know, that can run downhill on you. And again, a big bruising offensive line. So it's certainly going to be a tall task for us, but at the same time, it's just a great opportunity for us to go there, play relentless, play our hearts out, cut it loose, all the pressure's on them, and we can just go have fun with it.
All right, Rick, safe travels to Michigan, and good luck on Saturday, and we look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
You too. Again, for me,